the carriage there. Welcome back. This is Buddhist Books Podcast, episode 314, Tipitaka part 204, Cholavaga 2, part 2, in which we will continue reading Cholavaga part 2. If you want to start at the beginning of Cholavaga part 1, here's the Cholavaga playlist. Pay no attention to how I pronounced it, Kulavaga, for the first long time. If, on the other hand, you want something a little more maha, the greater vaga, then here's the Mahavaga. There is a Mahavaga playlist, right? I sure hope so. So this is all the Vinaya Pitaka. So here we're being a little naughty, because I don't know about you, but in my experience, if you ask somebody who's very familiar with ancient Buddhist literature, and you say, I'm thinking of reading the Tripitaka or the Tipitaka, they'll say, that's good. Don't worry so much about the Vinaya Pitaka, though. You no need to waste your time with that stuff. It's not relevant to us today, and a lot of it'll just confuse you. Oh, really? Well, I don't know about you, but when someone tells me not to do something, I spend 4 years doing it, and nothing but that. No, we do a few other things here, but mostly what we do here is read the Vinaya Pitaka. If you want to start at the beginning of the Vinaya Pitaka, the beginning of, here's the Tipitaka playlist, where we start with the Sutta Vibhanga or the Maha Vibhanga, depending on how you roll with that. And then the Bhikkhuni Vibhanga, followed by Mahavaga and Cholavaga. Anyway, okay. So I think as far as intros go, this has been one. I hope everybody's having a wonderful day. And I will go ahead and get to the reading now. All right. Now at that time, monks undergoing manatta, parentheses discipline, and parentheses consented to regular monks greeting them. Three dots, parentheses the Polytext Society. Thank you, Polytech Society. So the Polytech Society here says equals Roman numeral 2, Arabic numeral 1, Roman numeral 1, Arabic numeral 2. Instead of under probation, read undergoing manatta, parentheses, discipline, and parentheses. So that was parentheses within parentheses. Thank you, Polytech Society, for all the good work that you do. And then stuff like this as well. Can't be all good work all the time. Okay, quote three dots, courtesy of quote within quotes, do not let them find out about me, end quote. Want to know what they're talking about? Polytech Society won't allow it. That's a quote within quotes. Monks, a monk undergoing manatta, parentheses discipline, and parentheses, should announce it when he is incoming. He should announce it to another who is incoming. He should announce it at the observance. He should announce it at the invitation. He should announce it daily. If he is ill, he should announce it by means of a messenger. What if he's like, well, I'm just imagining a monk who just loves walking in and announcing to everybody, I'm under probation. I'm undergoing manatta. Anyway, monks. A monk undergoing manatta discipline should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks, except with an order. unless there is a danger. 3 dots. Should not go from a residence or from what is not a residence, where there are monks, to a residence or from what is not a residence, what? To a residence or to what is not a residence, where there are no monks, except with an order, unless there is a danger. 3 dots. Should not go from a residence or from what is not a residence, where there are monks, to a residence or to what is not a residence, where there are monks, if the monks there should belong to a different communion, except with an order, unless there is a danger. Monks. A monk undergoing manatta, discipline, may go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks. 3 dots. From a residence to what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence to or to what is not a residence where there are monks, if the monks should belong to the same communion, and he knows, quote within quote, I am able to arrive this very day. End quote within quotes. Monks. A monk undergoing manatta, discipline, should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a regular monk. 3 dots equals Roman numeral 2, Arabic numeral 1, period, or dot, if you will. Arabic numeral 4, and parentheses. Thank you, Polytech Society. 3 dots. He should not pace up and down in a place to pace up and down in if he is pacing up and down on the ground. Monks. A monk undergoing manatta, discipline, should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a monk under probation. 3 dots. With a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning. 3 dots. With a monk who deserves manatta, discipline. 3 dots. With a senior monk who is undergoing manatta, discipline, 3 dots. With a monk who deserves rehabilitation, 3 dots. And ought not to be carried out. End quote. The Venerable Upali approached the Lord. Having greeted the Lord, he sat down at a respectful distance. As he was sitting down at a respectful distance, the Venerable Upali spoke thus to the Lord. Quote, now, Lord, how many kinds of interruptions are there for a monk who is undergoing manatta, discipline? End quote. Quote, there are 4 kinds of interruptions, Upali, for a monk who is undergoing manatta, discipline. Dwelling with, dwelling away, separated from, not announcing, going about with less than a group. These, Upali, are the 4 kinds of interruptions for a monk who is undergoing manatta, discipline. There's a footnote on less than a group, and I'm just feeling a little curious. Unegane karanam. Agana. A group usually consisting of 2, 3, or 4 monks. Here, gana means 4 or more. Therefore, if he is staying with 3 monks, that itself is an interruption, less than a group. All right. 3 other than himself? Well, anyway, won't get too into the weeds here. Now at that time, I think, thank you, Upali, for that. Now at that time, a large order of monks had gathered together at Savati. Monks undergoing manatta discipline were unable to carry through their manatta discipline. 3 dots. C2312. Some of those are Arabic, some of them are Roman. I'm not going to waste our time specifying which is which. Suffice to say, Polytech Society doesn't want to tell you what goes here. They want you to go fishing for it in earlier pages. Because they're the Polytech Society, and they're like that. 3 dots, manatta discipline comes to be taken up. End quote. Now at that time, monks who deserved rehabilitation consented to regular monks greeting them. three dots, parentheses, equals 2112, end parentheses, quote, three dots, quote within quotes, do not let them find out about me, end quote within quotes, monks. A monk who deserves rehabilitation should not go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are no monks, three dots. From a residence or from what is not a residence where there are monks to a residence or to what is not a residence where there are no monks, except with a regular monk. Unless there is a danger, monks. A monk who deserves rehabilitation may go from a residence where there are monks to a residence where there are monks, three dots. May go from a residence or from what is not a residence to where there are monks to a residence or to what is not a residence where there are monks, if the monks should belong to the same communion and if he knows, quote, within quotes, I am able to arrive this very day, and quote, within quotes, monks. A monk who deserves rehabilitation should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a regular monk. He should not pace up and down in a place for pacing up and down in if he is pacing up and down on the ground. Monks. A monk who deserves rehabilitation should not stay in a residence under one roofing with a monk under probation. Three dots. With a monk who deserves to be sent back to the beginning. Three dots. With a monk who deserves manatta discipline. Three dots. With a monk undergoing manatta discipline. Three dots. Disciplines in parentheses when it says manatta, because manatta means discipline, presumably. With a senior monk who deserves rehabilitation. Three dots. And ought not to be carried out. End quote. If you got nothing out of that, they took out key phrases and key portions and key paragraphs, replacing them with three dots, so it's hard to get anything sensical out of it. All right. Stop being irritated at the Polytech Society's use of the three dots. Let's just read it. Just read it, Edward. End quote. Told is the second section. That on being under probation. Oh! In this section are five items. This is its key. Those under probation consent to a regular monk's greeting, standing up before, joined palms, proper duties, seat, bringing forward a sleeping place, water for the feet, a footstool, a footstand, the bowl, treating the back by massaging, and well-behaved ones looked down upon. If one consents, there is wrongdoing. Mutual. Five things according to seniority. Oh, I think I remember that part. Observance. Invitation. Cloths for the reins. Gifts. Food. And proper conduct. The carriage there. In regard to a regular monk, and whatever is the last, neither as the novice in front of nor behind, forest, bringing back food, when coming in, at the observance, and at the invitation, and by a messenger, and he may go to where there are monks, under one roofing and getting up, and likewise in regard to offering on a seat in a high place for pacing up and down in, on the ground and not in a place for pacing up and down in, with a senior, not a formal act, interruptions, you mean like when the Polytech Society, and carryings through, postponing, taking up should be stated by one under probation. To the beginning, those deserving manatta, likewise those undergoing manatta, and also he who deserves rehabilitation. Again, the composing by the method. Three of those under probation, four for one undergoing manatta. As with the three interruptions, So there is daily for those undergoing manatta. Two formal acts are similar. The remaining three formal acts are exactly the same. Now, there's nothing here that says told is anything, but I just peeked ahead just to see if maybe there were only two Cholavagas. No! There are at least three, because on the next page begins Cholavaga 3, and even though I try to make these episodes minimum half hour, very rarely do we go below half hour, and I'm pretty sure this is like substantially below half hour, but I definitely don't want to finish Cholavaga 2 and begin Cholavaga 3 in the same episode. So we're wrapping up early, as I'm sure you've known since you began, or before you began watching this. This one's a little shorter because we finished Cholavaga 2. Yay! Congratulations to us. I hope that you enjoyed it. And good news, everybody! So, as noted earlier, this is Buddhist Books 314, remember? And notice that the arm, the arrow, the pointy thingy, is pointed to the 4. That's the 4 in 314. It's 314, so the lower number, the smallest number. You know what I mean? It's a 4, so we read Tipitaka, the little dharma. I have to try sometimes. It never works. That's why I don't try to pronounce things correctly, usually, except for Cholavaga. That's the one exception. Thank you, Rodrigo. Anyway, next time it's going to be pointing downward to the three-sided Congo. Now you might be thinking, Congo, isn't that part of the name of a country in Africa? Yes, but also it's a homophone with a Japanese word, which is their word for Vajra, the same word for which the Tibetan word is Dorje, or Dorje, I don't know, something like that. Anyway, so the red four-sided Congo is a reference to the fact that we're going to be reading Shingon Buddhism next in episode 315. So the next time you see me sitting here, I won't be reading Tipitaka. Not for that episode. Not until the following episode. So in 316, we will begin reading. Maybe I'm going to make this a half hour long after all. No, probably not. Not likely. In Buddhist Books 316, the episode after next, we will read Cholavaga 3. But next time, we'll be reading from this book, The Matrix and Diamond World Mandalas and Shingon Buddhism, the only book that we read on Buddhist Books Podcast, which is not technically a translation of, like, ancient scripture. This is a book written by a guy named Adrian Snodgrass, who presumably did a lot of research and is just telling us about Shingon Buddhism. If you wanted to, you can click there. Is that right? There. Click there. That's the Shingon playlist, if you want to catch up with the Shingon episodes before the next Shingon episode. Because we're reading one book, so sometimes we jump in and it's like, anyway, when you're putting the Vajra spikes in, you say these prayers, and then you're like, wait, what are we talking about? So it's better to have watched one through whatever we're up to. Now I'll do the usual closing. To the north and to the south, to the east and to the west, to the spirits of light among us, and to the spirits below, we send out our reverent love and compassion. May all beings be happy. May all beings be serene. May all beings be in peace. Until next time.